Many small businesses think they aren't large enough to compete in the world marketplace. Well, in fact, 97% of all exporters are small businesses. To grow your business, you need to think outside the box and outside of the U.S. borders. Hi, I'm Ron Johnson with the U.S. Small Business Administration, your small business network. And we're talking today about small business exporting. And with us today is Andy Cruz, Executive Vice President for Business Development at Southwest Wind Power, located in Flagstaff, Arizona. Southwest Wind Power recognized the potential for worldwide distribution of wind generators when it began producing battery-charged small wind generators in 1987. Today, it exports to more than 120 countries. In 2009, Southwest Wind Power was recognized as SBA's National Exporter of the Year during the National Small Business Week. Hi, Andy. It's good to have you with the program.
It's my pleasure. I'm happy to be here.
Now, Andy, exporting is getting a lot of attention now with the president's National Export Initiative. But you're an experienced exporter, and I've heard you say looking into where your customers are located led you to exporting. Tell us about that.
Well, sure. You know, we started Southwest Wind Power back in 1987, and this is a time when our market, our industry, was really on the decline, and a lot of it started out of just desperation to try and keep a business going. We saw that the market wasn't very large for our small wind generators here in the United States, so immediately I thought, well, the world's a big place, and why not start looking elsewhere as well and try and find opportunities there?
Some small businesses may be concerned about language or cultural barriers. Now, Andy, how did you overcome these challenges?
Language barriers are not an issue, really. Most people, especially in the business world, recognize that English is the international language, and communication has never been a problem. I mean, I've traveled to some 70 countries, and only in maybe two or three instances where I was in a situation where it would have been nice to have known that language. It's really just about, you know, knowing the right people, and if you're going to export to somebody, that's one of the just requirements I've always had, is they need to be able to speak English with us.
Now, Andy, financing an export program presents different challenges than financing a domestic business. Can you explain to us how you were able to use SBA's Working Capital Loan Program to finance your exports?
Well, we used a number of programs. SBA was essential when it came to we were able to demonstrate that here are orders that we have coming in, and we just don't have the capital in order to buy the inventory and to be able to finance the business internally in order to fulfill those orders, and just demonstrating that, hey, we've got something here, it's viable, we've got an opportunity, made it very easy. And then we used other agencies within the government to help us on the other side later on, like the Ex-Im Bank, to actual finance to the actual customer. We actually have a line of credits for our customers overseas as well, so helps us be assured that we're going to also be reimbursed.
What techniques did you use, Andy, in the beginning to market your products overseas? And how do you market today?
A lot of how we market today is not much unlike how we did it back in the late 80s, with the exception, of course, of the web and you know, various types of banner ads and things like that are offered. You know, in the early days, it was the fax machine. It was we began with searching out in different markets who might want to buy our products. So we tried to get understand the customer specifically. I mean, our products are sold in a number of different areas, for example, sailboats or telecommunication systems or offshore platforms or remote homes. And so then we looked for the companies that would best fulfill our needs for those particular customers. So we used, for example, in the commerce area, there's the Gold Key programs that they offer to help you find people there. SBA is the one that was so critical to us just learning about this stuff.
And finally, Andy, what is the best thing about taking your business global?
Diversification. You are all of a sudden you're not held to one particular downturn of a market, say just in the United States. Right now, for example, Australia is on fire. We see that the concerns that we have here in the U.S. still we're trying to pull ourselves out of a very deep recession. We have even some global concerns over in Australia or over in Europe. But Australia and the Asia Pacific regions are doing very well economically, so that's where we target. So it's all about diversifying your markets in order to help balance out your sales.
I'd like to thank Andy Cruz of Southwest Wind Power for sharing his exporting success story. If you'd like more information on exporting, go to www.sba.gov/international or www.export.gov. Until next time, this is Ron Johnson with the U.S. Small Business Administration, your small business resource.